The strongest storm on the planet this year has begun battering Jamaica. Hurricane Melissa underwent extreme rapid intensification over the weekend, becoming a rare Category 5 storm with wind speeds of 280 kilometres per hour and with catastrophic flooding forecast. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness said that he did not believe that there was any infrastructure in the region which could withstand a storm this powerful. Dana Morris-Dixon, the Minister for Education and Information in Jamaica, has been telling the BBC about the evacuation orders in place for parts of Kingston ahead of the arrival of the hurricane.
There are many communities in the hills, and with all that moisture in the soil, we are expecting a lot of land slippage. And so we urge individuals in communities that traditionally get landslides or are prone to flooding to leave. And that's why we started doing evacuation orders.
Let's talk now to Pete Sankey. He is a senior associate editor at the Jamaica Observer. Pete, good morning and thank you for taking our call this morning. Can you tell us about the progress of this storm and what it's been like overnight so far?
Well, I can tell you it's raining heavily. It's raining heavily. It's very windy. And I can imagine the further down the southern coast where the storm is, I can just imagine what's happening. But I can tell you, though, that three people have died so far and 13 injured because during preparations for the storm. One was electrocuted, one fell from a ladder, another fell from a roof. So that's three dead, 13 injured so far in preparation for the hurricane. I guess we have to wait until daylight to find out if there are more deaths and injured, but the storm is now battering Jamaica.
Okay, sorry, Pete, but can you tell us then at what point are you expecting the worst of the storm to hit?
Well, the worst of the storm should come later this morning. It is supposed to make landfall at 8, according to the Met Service, 8 a.m. Tuesday, according to the Met Service. So the worst will be about that time. So, but right now, a number of areas have been battered by heavy winds, and we have very heavy rain right now.
Mm-hmm. And prior to the arrival of the storm, there were safety warnings. We heard your Minister for Information issuing evacuation orders. Have people been heeding those warnings?
Well, for the most part, there are some communities that are flood prone. If you say move and they come for you, you just have to move. So there could be about 1,000 people in shelters, up to about 12 this morning. I'm not sure how many more would have moved, but I checked not too long ago and there was an alert from the Office of Disaster Preparedness. This Jamaica is now a threatened area, and if you are told now to move, you have to move. So that is how serious it is.
And for people then who decide to stay in their homes, what kind of preparations have they been making?
Well, if you're in a disaster area and you're told to move, right, and you are threatened by the storm, there's nothing you can do because remember the first responders, they also have their own lives to think about and their families. But otherwise, for a person like myself, I'm not in a threatened area. So persons like myself would have bolted up, pulled down your awnings. People have boarded up their windows and so forth to ensure that there's no damage from the storm and so forth. In addition to that, a number of people would have prepared themselves. People fill their cars with gas, fill up their gas tanks, have enough non-perishable items and so forth.
Okay.
And most importantly, having a lot of drinking water.
Are people frightened, Pete? I know that Jamaica is used to storms, but this, as we've said, is a really dangerous storm. It is the strongest storm on the planet this year and possibly could turn out to be one of the most severe storms in history.
Yes. There are some people who are frightened, especially I think the older ones. I experienced Hurricane Gilbert in 1988. It wasn't a nice scene, but just before the storm arrived on Monday, there are a number of young men on the coastlines doing videos for TikTok and so forth. So I'm not sure if some of those younger ones understand the dangers of storms. But basically, people are, there are a number of people who don't be prepared. There are people be concerned. Remember, if your business place is affected and so forth, there will be people who will be out of jobs and all of those stuff. Mm. And safety.
And the winds, Pete, will pass over in a matter of hours, but there is a lot of concern about the amount of rain that will fall along with this storm, and the potential for catastrophic flooding. We heard the warnings about possible landslides as well. How much of a concern is that, and could that potentially be the lasting effect of this storm?
Yes. Concerns about flooding, yes. Also concerned about surges, right? But it's not when we get later in the morning when the daylights, we'll see what has happened. Okay. As we begin to look at the losses.
All right, Pete, thank you very much. And I hope you and your family stay safe in the storm. And we hope to talk to you again in the aftermath. That's Pete Sankey, Senior Associate Editor with the Jamaica Observer. It is 18 minutes past 7.